Let's get a Southern Marquette County report from Jamie at Gwynn Baton Tackle. And thanks for hooking up with us this week, Jamie.
Oh, pleasure as always. Thanks for having us on the show.
Like to start with bears. Surprisingly, I heard about a pretty good number of bears that were checked after this weekend. The check stations sound like they've been kind of busier than usual for the last week of season. Are you hearing anything from bear hunters?
Yeah, we've been hearing a few things. Exactly. Season's just about to wind up here. I think a lot of the hunters out in the woods there were, you know, waiting on that bigger bear or that good eater size one. So I know a lot of them were just trying to fill their tags, and I know that they filled their tags with quite a few nice bears, you know, that nice 300-350 pound range, still those good eaters. Anybody who's still looking for bear bait, I know that the season's pretty much done. Only a few more days, I believe, it ends this week. We still have a few items here in the store if you're looking for that last-minute item. But, yeah, it sounds like it was a good year for bear hunters. You know, blueberries everywhere. I'm just glad to hear people out there getting them freezers filled.
Another surprise for me today, walked into a lot of people who suddenly said, holy cow, we found grouse. It seems like they're having a pretty good season finally with the leaves starting to come down. The coveys are getting broken up, and grouse hunters and woodcock hunters definitely are happy.
Yeah, I haven't heard much for woodcock. I know a lot of the hunters that come in, you know, they're kind of on the fence on it. They'll either get their woodcock tag or they won't, you know, comes with it, but a lot of them just saying the numbers aren't like they used to be when they were kids. I can't testify on that behalf because I was never a big bird hunter, but I know for certain on the grouse, yeah, hunters are doing really well. I know I see them all the time just cruising my car around, so or maybe the hunters took my advice, went out there to West Rock, because I know that there's a lot of birds out there, and nice thing about there is you got a good chance of getting those wild pheasants.
There you go. All right. I'd like to get back with you later this hour and continue this Southern Marquette County report and get into the bow hunters and also talk any fishing that you might have any info on, too. So you got a little more time for us?
Oh, yeah. Always. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Hang around. We'll jump back on with him right here on the Outdoor Show.